Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and thank you for listening to Heart and Soul, Reflections on Purpose, Passion, and Perseverance. I'm Jory Fisher, your host, and joining me today, July 28th, 2010, and every week at this time is my friend and co-host, Beth Scanzani. Beth, would you like to greet our listeners this morning?
Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday so far.
Mm-hmm. And I guess on the East Coast, I should say this afternoon, straight up at noon. Anyway, I'd like to extend a warm welcome to our fabulous fans and an especially warm welcome to those of you who are listening to Heart and Soul for the first time. Our topic today is Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life with the delightful Kim Avery of Winter Haven, Florida. So, Kim, would you give us a few highlights to pique our listeners' interest, please?
Absolutely. And hi, Jory and Beth. It's a honor to be here, and I appreciate that, especially around this important topic, change your thinking, change your life. My guess is you all, as well as every listener on the call, has probably tried at some point in time to make a significant change in your life, whether it's lose weight or curb your temper or quiet your anxiety. There are important changes that are well worth making. But I would also hazard a guess that many of these same listeners have instituted a program, thrown themselves into it, and only to watch it kind of fizzle by the wayside a few weeks later, because change is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that change is possible, especially when we follow the method of change that God has laid out in His Bible, using His power, that kind of inside-out change. So whether it's discouragement, anxiety, false guilt, busyness, whatever it is, I just want everybody to know there is hope for change in your life, and that's kind of what I hope we talk about today.
Oh, definitely. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Well, Beth, before we launch into the interview of Kim, I'm wondering if you would please give our listeners the context for our show and explain how they can participate in today's program.
I certainly will. And Kim, there are one or two things on your list I might be able to relate to.
I'm so glad.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, as we tell our listeners each week, when Jory and I got together and decided to do this show, we had a vision. And our vision for Heart and Soul is to really create a place where you, our listeners, can be inspired and encouraged and also supported by people who are making a meaningful difference not only in their own lives but also in the lives of others. And also, we wanted you to have a place where you could get insight into your own life purpose and how you can express that unique purpose to the fullest in the world. So our motivation for hosting this Heart and Soul show is also our own deep desire to fulfill and express our own life purposes. And that includes our own purposes, include helping you to discover who you are and how you're meant to use your gifts and talents in the world around you. You know, both Joy and I are life purpose coaches in the True Purpose Program. So it really is something that's near and dear to our heart and soul.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Mm-hmm. So there are a number of ways that you can actually listen and participate in our show. One is by calling 1-347-326-9296 at noon Eastern each and every Wednesday, as we're here today. You can also listen live online, or you can listen to any of the archived on-demand shows. And if you want to do that, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com, B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, radio.com. And you can type in Jory Fisher in the search box, and then click whichever show you wish to hear. And when you hear one, you'll probably want to hear more. They're all available all the time.
I have a friend who emailed me this morning that she was downloading them to her iPod and walking with Jory and Beth today. I
love
that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And if you'd like to actually participate live, if you want to be in our chat room, you can first in order to be in the chat room, you have to first register by going to Blog Talk Radio and clicking register on the homepage. Or you could actually call in and press 1 if you wish to join in on the conversation. And at the appropriate time during the show, one of us will get your call and bring you in on the question. So during Kim's interview, I'm going to monitor the chat room and the phones, and I'll see if you have any questions or comments for Kim or for us, Jory and myself. And then after the interview, Kim is going to give you our weekly coaching suggestion. That's something that we do each week. And before we close the show, we'll also give you a sneak preview of next week's Heart and Soul. Joy, I think that's it. I'll turn it back to you.
Oh, good, thanks. And I just want to encourage people to write down this number again so that when it's time to take calls that you'll already be in queue, actually, would be great. And that would be 347-326-9296. And be sure to press 1 if you do wish to join our conversation. We'd love to have you. So anyway, at this point, it is now my honor and my pleasure to formally introduce Kim Avery, founder of Life Renewal Ministries. Kim is a certified career and life coach, coaching instructor, speaker, and most importantly, a devoted lover of chocolate.
Absolutely.
I know we could dark chocolate, right? We were just talking recently about how the importance
always.
Are. Oh, okay. Kim has recently authored 2 books designed to empower Christian women more fully to experience God's unquenchable joy. The books are entitled Uniquely You, Discovering Your Life Purpose, and the second book, the one I have right here on my desk, is Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. Kim presents a memorable method that will help you identify and replace sabotaging patterns of thought, learn God's method of true change, and experience lasting transformation in how you think, how you feel, and what you do. Kim, your dear friend, I am so delighted to have you on Heart and Soul today, and I'm wondering before we start the interview if there's anything you want to add to this introduction.
Oh, thanks, Joy. There actually is, other than the devoted lover of chocolate, which I'm glad you got that in there. But I know you've experienced this too, Joy, when you go places or you speak and people give this lovely introduction, and they've probably gotten your credentials or degrees off your website. And,
right.
And it just kind of hits me that sometimes that presents a false picture, and mm-hmm. listeners and people could get discouraged and think, well, yeah, their life can be on purpose or intentional mm-hmm. because they have it all together. And look at their family picture. I'm sure those children mm-hmm. never fight and you know, all of those yeah things. And so one of my passions in life is to really provide real help for real life. And so I guess mm-hmm. I want to add to the introduction that it's really not all been wine and roses. My mm-hmm. my life has been paved with blessing, and I'm very thankful. But there have been huge potholes along the way between the infertility and the accidents and hospitalizations and chronic mm-hmm. health problems. And like everybody else who's 30 or over, just those things that come up and add a lot of depth and sorrow. But that's also yeah. where I think I've learned some of the deepest, wisest things. It's in those potholes of life. So I just wanted to come today not as any sort of expert, but really just arm in arm with our listeners traveling mm-hmm. down that road trying to avoid those potholes.
I am so glad that I asked you if there's anything you wish to add, because that's so true. We'll hear introductions of people and go, oh, man, I could never be like that. They're just amazing. And look at just me, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. Kim, I have known you now for several years, and I can attest that you are fabulous. But I can also attest that, like many of us, the reason that you are who you are today is because of the struggles that you've endured and overcome and are probably going through right now. So I just want to say to you, I affirm you, I commend you for being who you are, doing what you do, and being so authentically Kim Avery.
Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm wondering if you could start off by just saying, you know, who is it that you serve and how do you serve these people? And obviously your family, your friends, but professionally and perhaps as a ministry, whom do you serve mm-hmm. and how do you serve them?
My passion is to help people through real life and to be and do all they were created to be and do. And so it does work itself out in several different venues. I have 2 companies. The first one is Work Strategically. And as the founder and the head coach, what I do there is I kind of work with midlife career changers, you know, where you kind of get to that point, middle age, and you think, is this really what I want to do for the rest of my life? And kind of help them discover the work they were really meant to do and then land that job of their dreams. And then on the other hand, I have life coaching for Christian women, which is just an awesome opportunity to do a lot of things, to speak at events and retreats. I write a daily blog and post articles and resources, but mostly I coach Christian women as they just walk through life, and I try to help them make the most of every moment. And it's kind of in that capacity today that I'm coming to be with you.
Okay, well, great. And I know a little bit, but not enough. How is it that you got involved in this kind of work and coaching, and we'll say specifically coaching of Christian women?
Yeah. Well, if you can go way back, you wouldn't know. It probably started when I'm 6 or 7, but I promise it won't be that long of a journey. But as I was thinking about it not too long ago, I realized I had this flashback of me standing at the Johnson's house, the neighbor across the street, just a humble blue house, and somehow some latent leadership qualities had bubbled up in me, and I gathered every little runny-nosed, dirty-mouthed child in the neighborhood and sat them at a circle in the grass and stood in the middle of the circle with my finger in their nose, very effective coaching technique, all in all, and was just exhorting them to live fully the life that God had given them. And it just laughed to make me think that I'd started that early. But from there, I did grow up, and I went on to get my undergraduate in business and my graduate degree in counseling, all with the desire to help others be all they were meant to be.
Yeah.
And then, as you know, about 10 or 12 years ago, this wonderful field called life coaching kind of began to move across the country, and it, with its positive, future-oriented focus and that lovely, respectful philosophy that honors each person as the expert in their own life.
Right.
I just had to return to school to get that additional training so I could be a part of this field.
You're so good at it. Well, I can just hear the passion in your voice. So how would you say that this work has helped fulfill you? How is it meaningful to you?
Yeah, I think when I leave my house on the days I do leave my home office and run errands and talk to friends and even go to a church, I overwhelmingly see women who have settled. You know, that light and life and sparkle that once defined them, it's just gone, and the shades have been pulled down, and there's this dull, gray resignation that, you know, joy is not possible, and circumstances dictate my mood, and other people really control what happens to me, and trying hard doesn't help, and change never works. And it's just really difficult for me to see women settle for less than God's best, to not know that they can really have, you know, abundant joy and foundational peace and a contentment that defies their circumstances. And so I'm kind of on this one-woman campaign to fight that resignation and try to ignite a joy-filled, passionate spark back in Christian women to help them see that, life is very hard. But God is very good, and change is possible, and peace is there. And so try to bring that hope back into their lives.
And as you do that, Kim, what have you found as a transformational process in you?
Oh, well, you know how that is. When you work at what you do, what you love all day long, you leave the day with more energy than you started. Yeah, and so it is a gift that definitely comes back to me tenfold.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, isn't it?
It's really, which is why I'm passionate about helping other people find where they were meant to be. It's just too good to be kept to myself. Yeah.
That's you can't keep it to yourself.
Exactly. You really can't.
No.
Well, let's just dive right into, I know that it's so important to you to get the message out. In fact, you have a book by this title, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. So what is it that you have to say to us today about how we believe, how we believe is really, really important to how we go ahead and walk through our lives each day, impacting the lives of many? Why are our beliefs so important?
Well, I mean, it's really just that simple truth, I think, that God's woven into the fabric of the universe that, for example, if you squeeze an orange, you're going to get orange juice, and if you squeeze a lemon, doggone it, lemon juice is going to come out. And what's on the inside inevitably shows up on the outside. And so if we really want different feelings, different behaviors, and different results, then that change has got to come from the inside out. In the Old Testament, there's a book of the Bible called Proverbs, which is just full of some wonderful wise sayings. And one of them says this, as a man thinks within himself, so is he. In other words, what you think is what you are. And then we can take the reverse and know this, if you change your thinking, you really will change your life.
You know, you're talking about the lemon and the orange. I once heard from a counselor, he uses the example of when stress is applied, when stress shows up in your life, that who you really are is what's going to show up, you know? And he used the example of a toothpaste tube, that when you squeeze that toothpaste tube, if it's really Crest on the inside, it's going to be Crest that comes out, not Colgate or any various brands that you want to use, you know? And I'll be the first one to say that whenever I have snipped at my kids, and thankfully it hasn't been a whole lot during their lifetimes, I know exactly when it's been, of course they're older now, but when we were running late and, you know, I'm standing at the door. Yeah, you could see. Precisely. Mm-hmm. But,
Tim, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Beth.
It's Beth, if I may. Dory was asking you about the question in terms of beliefs, and I know your title of your book is thinking or thoughts. Are those two things the same in what you talk about, or are they different in some way, beliefs and thoughts?
It's really a great question, Beth, and in some ways they are the same, but in other ways they're different. I think our beliefs are rather unconscious sometimes. I mean, we'll say we believe things, but I mean, what we really believe is obviously shows in what we do. So those deep-seated beliefs that we don't even really talk about are so deep we don't even acknowledge them, but then our thoughts are an expression. Mm-hmm. And so if you turn up the volume on that internal dialogue you have going on in your head all the time, those thoughts and that thinking really reveals your beliefs. But when you can change those thoughts that are going on so loudly and turn that volume down and replace it with something else, then your beliefs really catch up and the two do go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the beliefs give rise to the thoughts.
But thankfully the thoughts can help change the beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, they're very much entwined. Well, what process, if you could tell us a little bit, and this a lot of it probably what you'll say is in your book, but what process, Kim, have you discovered to help us change our thoughts? And I guess that would mean, if necessary, change our beliefs.
Yeah. Well, the route to changing your thinking and thus changing your life, I've tried to make it as memorable as possible since I really am kind of a practical person. And so all you have to do is remember three R's. It's recognize, renew, and rehearse.
Okay.
So I'll kind of explain each step briefly. The first one, recognize. It reminds us to look inward, to see what those messages are running around in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're so unconscious that we've never really listened to ourselves. But it sounds like this, oh, you're such a dummy. You'll never succeed. Oh, nobody will call on you. This is as good as it gets. That kind of talking that goes on, kind of the elevator music of our mind all the time. But when we turn up that volume or put a magnifying glass and we see what it is we're thinking, it's like, wow, it's no wonder people are discouraged and disheartened. I would never, and I know you wouldn't either, Jory or Beth, talk to your children that way or talk to somebody else that way. Oh, you might as well give up. You never get anything right. We would never say that. But if you listen in your mind so often, that's the way people talk to themselves. And so the first thing to do is really just to recognize and to listen and pay attention for what's going on, which brings us to the second R, which is renew. And again, in the Christian Bible, in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul, he writes this. He said, we're transformed by renewing our minds. And that's really true. When we start to renew that thinking and line it up with the principles that are true, then we get different results. And so if I've identified that negative thought that I'm not good at anything, then I can really think it out in the cold light of day and think, is that a true thought? Is it really accurate? And then for the Christian women that I work with, I encourage them to go to the Bible and find out what God says about that, because His truth is going to really resonate with them. And there's a lot of people who probably aren't familiar with the Bible, and that's understandable. But something neat has happened in recent years, Jory and Beth, that on the internet and in bookstores, they've come out with these little Bible promise books.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of by category, and you can look up worry or anxiety or children,
yeah,
or drinking or whatever you want to look up. And it'll just record right there what God has promised you in regard to that if you seize hold of that truth. And so, fortunately, we don't have to be Bible scholars to be able to find out those truths that God's told us are important in the way He's kind of knit the world together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you recognize and you renew, and then the last one is just to rehearse, which, I don't know about you, but hearing something once is never enough for me. I mean, there's times I can't even remember why I left this room to go into the next one. And so, you know, thankfully, there's systems and there's ways. I've been thinking the way I've been thinking for however many decades old I am. And I need to remember, and people do, that it takes time to change those thoughts, and don't get discouraged. And so in my simple, practical world, what that looks like is I live my life by 3x5 cards and Post-it notes. I pull out a 3x5 card, and I write down the truth that I'm determined to replace that lie with. And every single time it comes up, I just replace it again and again. And it's much like prescription medicine. Just keep repeating until the symptoms are gone, and then they really are gone.
So you write this on the card, and then do you, like, put the card someplace that you're going to see it, or do you commit it to memory? What do you do?
Both. Well, again, do you remember Winnie the Pooh? He used to say he was a bear of very little brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. So, frankly, I go for the combination technique. I have a Post-it note on the computer, and I have a 3x5 card I carry in my purse in my car. And
uh-huh.
Then I'll just remember to do this exercise again and again. Yeah, so the more help, the better for me anyway.
We had one guest, Kim, her name was Deb Scott, and she would write encouraging words, affirmations, or whatever. You know, it could be scripture verses, and she'd write them in Post-it notes and put them in places that would be a happy surprise to her. You know, like whether it's a pair of shoes that she doesn't wear that often, or some of them would be things that she would see regularly, like her coffee pot or somewhere in her car. But she would like to give herself little surprise affirmations throughout the day.
That's fabulous.
Yeah,
I know.
Kim,
right?
it's Beth again. I have just another question. So I'm wondering, when you put up the affirmations for the thought that you want to have, do you then start to hear maybe deeper thoughts or corollary thoughts or beliefs or things like that start to come up? And does that give you the opportunity then to address those? Is that part of the process?
That's a good question. And it brings up a couple points. One is that, yeah, because when we say the true thought, the good thought, our mind will argue. No way. Maybe that's true for other people, but that's not true for you, you know, because it's so different. It's foreign. It's not the way we've thought before. And this is why when I talk about truths or principles or affirmations, it's very important that the person really intellectually understand and believe that they are true. So this process doesn't work with wishes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm thin. I weigh 98 pounds, and I'm gorgeous, and I'm a runway model. I'm not saying that those are bad things. But that's not going to work here, because my mind's just going to laugh and walk off the other way.
Yeah, I think that mine would.
It really needs to be true. And so that's why for Christian women it comes from the Bible, and for other people who are listening, it'll come from whatever they base their life principles on, but something that people, it's the beliefs again, Beth, that they believe is true, so that they can go through that process with integrity, and the truth eventually will win out.
Great, thank you.
Well, you talked about something that's so important, sadly, to so many of us, and that is our physical appearance. But in addition to that, what areas do you think are the most challenging for women to, line up their thinking with God's truths and feel good about themselves or feel good about the world? What do you think are our greatest challenges?
Well, there's many, but, you know, people-pleasing. See if any of these resonate with you, Beth. Just one or two. You were so honest to admit.
Just as a test. I don't have to say my answers out loud, do I?
You do not. perfectionism, worry, anxiety, false guilt. Those are the kinds of things, I think, that maybe even more than men come up and haunt women and just sabotage the joy and the happiness that they would otherwise squeeze out of a day.
Well, let's say I came to you and I was talking to you. You know, maybe we just met at a conference, or maybe I've come to you and I'm inquiring, okay, well, I'm thinking about getting a life coach to help me deal with some things. So can you help us, you know, just walk through the process of how we would change our thinking and how it results in changed feelings and actions and lives? What would you say to me?
Sure. Well, again, coaching is a little bit different than teaching because, of course, the person needs to generate the answers for themselves and discover the truths that resonate with them. And so I would never, you know, dare to do that for them. But busyness, I think, is something common that women struggle with. And people who come into my coaching practice, they're busy because there's so many good things out there. They don't say no to any of them. And it's not that they're bad things, but they're good things. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of sucking the life out of the most important things. And so some of that coaching conversation is just recognizing the thinking that's going on. And things like this come up, you know, more is better. I can have it all, you know. It's important to do everything so I don't miss out. And so those kinds of thinking come in and rule out just sanity in the fact that we can only do so many things and how much do we want to dedicate. And so when they want to renew their mind with something more true, some of the women that I've worked with, for example, have found in the Sermon on the Mount that God says, if you seek me, I'll provide everything else. Just seek me. It's like, wow, just one thing. There's just one important thing, and then these other things will fall into place. And how beautiful is that? And there's one particular verse, if I can read it to you. It's in the Old Testament that I just love, Jory, because it speaks so clearly to me. It says this. It's from Psalm 127:2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for God gives to his beloved even in their sleep. And I just think, oh. You know, I hasten and I scramble and I get that underlying philosophy. If it's going to be, it's up to me. God says, you know, focus on me and I'll even get it done for you while you're sleeping. I'm going to take care of the important things. Mm-hmm. So you can just feel people's shoulders relax and the deep sigh of air that can go into your life when you start to realize what's been going on and replace it with something else.
Well, that sounds very refreshing. Well, thank you. Well, you, in your book, you refer to a spiritual battleground, and I know that not all of our listeners are spiritually inclined or Christian in particular, but would you mind explaining what you mean by that?
Sure. Because without realizing it, especially for people who are Christians, because we believe there is a God and we believe there is an enemy, which is Satan, we're actually at war, and God, of course, is calling us all to what's pure and beautiful and loving and giving and sharing and being generous and all those things we all admire. And, of course, Satan would be the antithesis. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus says he's a thief, and he comes to kill and destroy, and he says he's a liar and the father of all lies. And so while we don't see Satan with our eyes, you know, the evidence of his handiwork is everywhere. And the way he gets us off track in our lives is with lies. He whispers false promises. Oh, if you do this thing, oh, if you only please everybody all the time, then it'll be great. If you lost 30 pounds, your life would be perfect and you'd feel better about yourself. And these messages come in all the time. And so it's this Satan who is really doing spiritual battle with the truth of what God says that's good and right.
Well, thank you, because I know that probably would be a new term for a lot of people, so I appreciate you explaining that. Well, what motivated you to get out these two books? And again, the names of them are Change Your Thinking, Change Your Lives, and tell us the other one again, Beth. I mean, Kim, I'm sorry. I don't have it
right.
That's
okay. It's Uniquely You, Discover Your Life Purpose.
Yeah.
Just working with Christian women on an ongoing basis, I've realized how busy we are, and we live in a very high-pressure society. And so what I've started to develop with these two books is what I call my day-by-day series. They're set up day one, day two, day three, day four. There's 5 days for each week. And so you can just do, the way it says on the cover, if you invest 10 minutes, you'll experience true change. So it's like, let's be realistic. You don't have to go back to seminary. You don't have to spend hours a day. You're a busy woman. Just spend 10 minutes a day, and then you can really see changes in your life. And so they're very interactive workbooks with not only practical suggestions, but places for people to write their thoughts and start to apply these things so that they'll be more than informational. They'll actually be transformational.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. And so I think our listeners can probably have some idea already, if they've been listening to the entire interview, of what motivated you to write them. But go ahead and tell us again, if you would.
Well, you know, in coaching, we always try to look into the future and see, if everything worked out perfectly, what would I like it to look like? And I think what motivates me is, if I walked out of my house on any given morning and every woman I looked at was secure and confident and purposeful and joyful and fulfilled, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd like to see.
Of course.
It really is. Yeah.
But you haven't seen that.
Right, not yet, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll just sell more books. It'll work.
There you go. Well, how can our listeners obtain copies of your books?
They're available on my website, which is lifecoachingforchristianwomen.com. Just all words, no numbers or anything. Lifecoachingforchristianwomen.com. And for your listeners, I've offered 20% off for this 1 week only. And so when they go to checkout, if they just put the word heart, H-E-A-R-T, for your radio show in the kind of coupon code area, they'll get that 20% off their purchase.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, the back cover of this book, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life, says, have you discovered the secret to lasting change? Are you ready to be secure, confident, purposeful, joyful, and fulfilled? And I can honestly say, Kim, I don't think I know anybody who doesn't want to be secure, confident, purposeful, joyful, and fulfilled. So if people go through your book and get, you know, just even a few steps closer to having those beautiful, beautiful feelings, you know, and knowing that they're making a difference in the world, how great would that be? So thank you for the work that you do.
It's Beth again. If we have time, Joy, I would love to know just a little bit about the process that you take people through to help them find their life purpose. Kim, can you share a little bit of that with us?
Do we have time?
Go for it.
A long thing. that would be my second book. That's funny that you said that, Beth.
Yeah.
Uniquely You Discover Your Life Purpose.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, it's a process of exercises and discovery about what are those innate qualities, those things you've always gravitated to, the things that I believe God wove into you. Remember me telling you the story about fussing at the Johnsons? I was with all the neighborhood children. Yeah, I was revealing my future vocation rather early. And then going from there, from where you are, and to that wonderful visioning process. Okay, when you can be and do all you want to be for you, what does that look like? Because, of course, it's uniquely shaped. Everybody's different, and their desires are different. And then they can go through and kind of unwrap their spiritual gifts and their natural talents. I have some assessments and questions and action steps for them. And by the time they finish the book, they'll really have written their own life purpose statement, mm-hmm. something that can kind of be their guiding light so they know when to say yes to things and when to say no and which direction to point their feet every day. And so it's practical, but I think it's fun and inspiring as well.
And so important. I mean, as I've experienced, I know Joy has, and the people that we've worked with to help them find their life purposes, you know, when you're aligned, when you really are aligned with your purpose and what you're meant to do, things just come so much more easily, and they flow, and they feel better, and we feel better, and those around us feel better. It's a real gift that you're giving people.
I love the word synchronicity. You know, flow and synchronicity. It's just like, this is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
it is a gift, Beth. That's good for you to say that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Good way of calling it out. Thank you for the gifts you're giving us by talking to us today, and thank you for the gift you're giving our listeners and all the people who will be reading your book. Kim, I know you've spent a lot of work on this, and so bless you for that. Well, in addition to being an author, you're a life coach, so So I'm wondering if you could tell us about your availability and how people can learn more information about your services.
Sure, thanks. Again, at Life Coaching for Christian Women, people can find out and even download some information if they want to about life coaching. And for those who aren't ready for life coaching, there are tons of resources and articles and freely available things that I've tried to make to help Christian women with their walk. But they can do that, or they can even call me at 863-326-6215, and we can set up a free complimentary time to talk about what coaching might be able to help them with.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, thank you. Well, I want to just go ahead and you did mention at the outset that you've had to persevere through some difficult times and overcome some of your own significant challenges. And without delving into your life too personally, too deeply, too much, is there anything that you would be able to share with us today that just maybe one of our listeners may have had gone through that as well, or are going through it?
Yeah. It's like everybody, there's been a whole bushel full of things that have come across my life. But I think that one of the defining points for me was I'm a chronic migraine sufferer, and sometimes they're worse than others. But probably about 8 years ago, I spent almost a full 2 years in bed.
To this day,
I have no idea who raised my children, who got them to school, how did my family eat. I just, you know, it's kind of just 2 years of incredible pain and lack of movement. And I remember so many times just laying there in bed saying, God, don't we have better things to do with our time?
Yeah.
I'm saying, no. And I thought, why am I here? What is my purpose now? Because I can't do anything. I'm not helping anyone.
Mm.
And it really caused me to dive deep into what am I basing my identity on? Is it because I'm a human doing or because I'm a human being?
Mm. Mm.
And it really just was a wonderful gift to me, a great opportunity to re-script down at that deepest level why all human beings are important, no matter what they do. And I'm valued and treasured by God as well, whether I ever do another thing or not. And so that was actually one of the high times as well as one of the low times in my life. Yeah.
That's amazing that that you were able to see that even while you're going through it. I mean, I don't get the impression that that was a revelation that's coming to you only recently, but you indeed were able to work through that even in the midst of it.
Yeah, well, not much else to do.
Right. Well, bless you. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, how would you go about summarizing your life purpose? I imagine it's pretty clearly stated, given that you've written a book on it.
Yeah. And, you know, what I really like to do is to help women and encourage them to find joyful, meaningful, and purposeful lives. That's really what I'm about. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, I would say it's fair to say that the three of us on this call share some things in common. No question.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Well, good. Well, what key points do you want our listeners to remember from this interview, Kim?
Well, the first one is that change is possible. It doesn't matter how many times someone has tried to, you know, change the way they talk to their children, tried to lose weight, you know, get rid of drinking or drugs. Change is possible. And that flicker of hope needs to stay alive because it's there. And then secondly, change is hard. Just because it's possible doesn't mean I can do one thing. You know, take that magic pill and it'll be better. So I would just encourage people to persevere because it really is available, even if it's not instant. And then the last thing, especially for the Christian women on the call, is just to remember that God transforms us from the inside out, and we do believe it's His power that does that. But He calls us to participate by changing our thinking and making sure it lines up with His truth. And so there's a large measure of responsibility that we play in that specific area.
Mm. Well, thank you. And that'll lead in nicely to our coaching suggestions. For those of you out there, the listeners who have heard our show before, you'll know that each week Beth and I offer, through our guests, one or more coaching suggestions to help you experience and integrate the information that we've discussed in the show, which is our gift to you. And today, Kim has generously offered to share some suggestions with you. And Kim, I'm wondering if you would do that now.
Sure. and it's not going to be a surprise to you. I would really like people to go forward with those three R's. Just take one area, one negative thought that keeps running through their mind and do the 3R thing. Recognize it for what it is. It's a lie and it's a false belief. If it were true, it would be yielding good results, and so you know it's not. And then 2, to renew. Write out the truth or the principle that you know that specifically refutes that false belief you have going through. And then just be willing to rehearse it. Carry the card with you. Visit it 3 times a day. Just keep at it, and you will be amazed at the kind of things that will change as a result of that one simple exercise.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much. Well, Beth, I'm going to pass this over to you. I don't know if you have any follow-up questions for Kim or if you want to go ahead and tell our guests about our vision.
Well, I have lots of curiosity, and I will have to check out the books. So thank you so much, Kim. That's great.
Thank you.
It's definitely piqued my interest, and I've loved the discussion. So, well, I just would like to remind our audience again that we really do want Heart and Soul to be an experience that we co-create. And that means there's Jory and me, and there's you. And we'd love to have you join us. We'd love to have you join us live, by phone, online. And if you can't listen at this time on live, you know, listen to the archives. And you can send us suggestions. You can write to us and you can send us suggestions. You can tell us about your insights, things that came up from the coaching suggestions, suggestions for other speakers. You can do that by either writing to Jory at jory@womenfindpurpose.com or to me at Beth Scanzani, and that's S-C-A-N-Z-A-N-I, Scanzani, at AOL.com. And by doing this, you will help us to help as many people as we can to live a more authentic, purposeful, and joyful life. And actually, we had a goal to get the show out to at least 2,010 people in the year 2010, and we have, by looks of it, at least by listens on Blog Talk Radio, certainly exceeded that number of listens to our show. So we're thrilled that we have you with us.
Yeah, thanks. It is thrilling.
Yeah, so great. I think next, Jory, you're going to give a preview of the next show. And maybe before we do that, we could talk a little bit about our highlights, our purposeful highlights, another thing that we do every week.
Yeah.
Just to check in on what's purposeful for each of us.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be great. And I'll ask you first, what exciting, purposeful thing? Oh, they don't have to be exciting and purposeful. So what purposeful thing has happened in your life this week, Beth, or going to?
Well, you know, I think the most exciting and fun and purposeful thing that happened to me in the past week was really getting together with you, Jory, in person, and also a woman that we've had as a guest on the show, Donna Crone, who's also a woman who is certified to teach the True Purpose Process that we also teach. And it was just wonderful. We got together with Jory and her husband and two of their children, and it was just wonderful.
So, it was.
It was fun and it was easy, so it must have been very purposeful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was actually thinking that if you'd ask me the question, that I was going to say the same thing. So we are right on point with that. And Kim, I don't know if you know this, but Beth is like a dream expert. And so all of us had seen Inception. So you can imagine.
Oh, wow. I saw that too. And boy, I bet I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, Beth.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that was great. So, yes, well, I agree. And I was in the Boston area because my husband lives in Westfield, Kim. And so at least some members of our family were able to get away for a week and go up there and visit with his parents and his sister and his sister-in-law and nephews and nieces and all that. So it was really, really good. And we sneaked away for a day to go to the aquarium, the Boston Aquarium, and then have dinner with Donna Crone and Beth Scanzani. So we loved it. But what about you, Kim? Besides the fact that you're launching your two books, I don't know if there would be anything much more purposeful than that, but I'm happy to offer that to you, that question.
Well, actually, something fun happened. Yeah.
Yay!
Share it real quick. Just in terms of the career coaching that I do, I just finished this week the Reach Personal Branding Strategist training so that I could help my clients brand themselves.
Oh,
and
good.
So I put out a tweet about it the minute class was over, and within 20 minutes I had my first email saying, oh, I want branding, you can help me. Wow, that's quick response. So that was just fun to see that be a needed thing.
Yeah, and Twitter is a pretty amazing tool to get such things out there, isn't it?
Yeah, Twitter's great.
Well, good. Well, and then hopefully some of our listeners will hear that that is something that you do as well, that not only do you do life coaching, career coaching, but also you're helping people with their brand, which is so important. So thanks. Well, Beth, I'm wondering if you would just take a moment to tell our listeners about the group coaching that we offer together and what they can do if they're interested in joining us.
Sure. I'll take just a moment. And like him, we are It is our heart's desire, I'll say, our soul's desire to help people find their life purpose and understand more about who they are and who they're meant to be in the world. And so we do group coaching as one of the things that we do. We both also do individual coaching. And one of the things that Jory and I do together is we get groups of four, usually four together, over the phone, and we meet for depending on the class, 8 or 9, 10 weeks, depending on how it's structured. And we take a group of people through the True Purpose process that was developed by Tim Kelly. And as a result of going through that process, people understand at the end several things about their purpose. One is what we call essence, the energy that you carry around with you, wherever you go in the world, and makes you uniquely you. And the other is a process that you do over and over and over and over again in the world, a process that you were meant to do. And you may also have a mission that you're meant to do in the world. And so we will help you to discover more about all of those things through a process that we teach.
Yep. We believe that we're all here to help be transformational in the world. And that's in large part what you're talking about, Kim. And so what is it that each of us can do that we do over and over again to help transform lives and make lives better? And also, Kim, we talk about how sometimes people are called to one mission, sometimes they're called to more than that. Mm-hmm. So we help people get clear on what their particular mission or missions may be.
Kim is, I think, saying in her book just a little while ago, oftentimes when you look, most of the time, I think when you look back, once you discover your life purpose, when you look back, say, gee, you know, I was trained early to do that. I've been trying to do all my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the challenges, the major challenges in my life, I can see were a training ground to help me really be able to do this thing that I meant to do in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fabulous process, and people can't come out with so much more clarity and focus and energy to do the things that they were meant to do. And that's when, you know, the synchronicity, Joy, that you were just talking about happens. So
Kim, I imagine, I know this is a leading question, forgive me, but I imagine that it's easier for you to know when to say no, when to say yes, once you know your life purpose. Would you agree?
Yeah, that is so true. And not just say no, but it's a guiltless no.
Ah, good distinction.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, from a place of being centered. Yeah, it's really great. It's great.
Good distinction.
Yeah, so if you do want to find out more about the group coaching or individual coaching with Jory or I, again, it's Jory@womenfindpurpose.com or Beth Scanzani, S-C-A-N-Z-A-N-I, Scanzani@AOL.com.
Well, thank you. And Kim, would you be so kind as to say how people can reach you again if they're interested in life coaching and finding their purpose
through
what you do?
Mm-hmm. They can email me at kim@lifecoachingforchristianwomen.com. And the phone number is 863-326-6215.
Well, great. I'll get back to you in a minute, Kim. But right now I just want to say a little bit about our August 4th guest. And that's going to be the extremely successful entrepreneur, Kate Steinbacher. And she's going to be talking with us about how collaboration, connection, and a fair amount of chutzpah can create a life full of fun, excitement, and giving back. I know, Kate, I'm in the Blue Ridge professional coaching group here, and it's in the Roanoke area. And did I say Kim? I meant to say Kate. And so I've known Kate now for a couple of years, and she was one of the co-founders along with Melinda Cohan of the Coaches Console System, which is so great. So we're excited that she's going to be here, and the title of her episode will be Even the Lone Ranger Had Tonto. Mm-hmm. So for those of us who are born in the 50s, or maybe see Nick at Night, we can relate to that. So I'm excited that Kate will be with us. Well, anyway, please do tune in next week. And right now, I just want to say thank you to you, Beth, for joining me as always. And thank you to you, Kim, for being our delightful guest. And to tell our listeners that you've been listening to Heart and Soul with Jory Fisher, a life, career, and true purpose coach from Lynchburg, Virginia. With Beth Scanzani, a life, leadership, true purpose, and dream coach from Rockport, Massachusetts. And Kim Avery, an author and life coach from Winter Haven, Florida. So each week, we like to give our listeners the quote for the week. And Kim, I'm wondering if you would please do the honors.
Absolutely. And so this is from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Our chief want is someone who will inspire us to be what we know we could be.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone, for listening live and on the recording, for being with us today. I invite you to visit my website at womenfindpurpose.com and to email me at jory@womenfindpurpose.com or beth@bethsconzani@aol.com if you would like to share your questions, ideas, or comments with us. Also, please let me know if you'd like to receive my weekly announcements of our upcoming shows on Heart and Soul. I'd be very happy to include you in my mailing list. So, Beth, anything you want to say to our listeners to say goodbye?
No, it's been absolutely delightful, and I've enjoyed meeting you on the show, Kim, and I wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely. So speaking of, with Kate talking about connection and collaboration and all of that, I'm glad that the three of us have been able to connect and collaborate together and hopefully some more down the road. So, Kim, you want to say anything to our listeners?
Yeah. Can I say one more final quote? I love quotes.
Absolutely.
I think
sure. It's
so appropriate for today. This is George Eliot. It is never too late to be what you might have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. Well, thank you, Kim, again. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Beth. And until next week, may God bless each of you. May God keep you, guide you, and inspire you to be all you were designed to be. Thank you, everybody. Have a great
week. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.